Paul Hamilton of WGR 550 in Buffalo joining us on Sportsnet 590. The Fan. Paul, I thought you were going to have a day off today.
Yeah, I thought I was going to be doing a college hockey game up at Niagara University, but that went by the wayside rather quickly.
Paul, obviously, this news of Pat LaFontaine resigning as president of hockey ops took us all by surprise, and all day we were hearing that things are ugly at the front office of the Buffalo Sabres. Are things ugly at the front office of the Buffalo Sabres, Paul?
Well, maybe they aren't anymore. And it wasn't like Nolan and LaFontaine. And to be fair, I mean, there's one school of thought throughout the organization that LaFontaine just wanted to go back to New York City, that, you know, he missed it and wanted to go back or whatever. But there's also other sources, strong sources, that are saying that there were certain people in Terry Pegula's circle that Pat LaFontaine did not mesh with and did not get along with. And I think Pat thought that what he says goes. And he was going to have the final say on everything. And, you know, he started clashing. And one thing you learn in the Sabres organization, you do not clash with Terry Pegula's people, the ones he brings in from Penn State or those types of people. It's hands off. You don't clash with those people.
But Paul, if
something like this is going to happen. So you know, Pat found out that he didn't have the power that he thought he was going to have, and then this happened.
Sorry, Paul, if I'm a Buffalo Sabres fan, isn't that really alarming that if you don't clash with one of Terry Pegula's people that he brings in from wherever? Well, Pat LaFontaine's a respected hockey guy who played in the league. He's a Hall of Famer. Who are these guys, yes men of Terry Pegula, having these decisions on an organization opposed to bringing in a hockey guy who knows the game? If I'm a Sabres fan, should I be alarmed by this?
Well, I think it's been that way for a while. Terry Pegula had to feel his way through being an owner of a hockey team. He never had been an owner of a sports team. He had been a fan, but, you know, he made his money in oil wells and those types of things. And so he's had to feel his way along the way also. Kept Darcy Regier way too long, being advised by, you know, people that have been in the Penguins organization before, but you know, really weren't giving him good advice at the time. But yeah, that's just kind of the way it is around here. There are certain people you just don't, it doesn't pay to mess with around here. And I think you have to know who those people are if you're going to get along in the organization.
Well, here's, because I've been trying to play devil's advocate since we heard the news a few hours ago about Pat LaFontaine resigning with the Buffalo Sabres, that maybe there isn't a lot of bad blood. Maybe, like, who knows? Until we know for sure, it's, you know, anyone can speculate, but we don't know that for sure. And then when I saw, at least I saw a report, and I'm not sure you did, but what of Ted Nolan reported, there was a report out that that Ted Nolan was offered a 3-year extension. If that's the case, then it kind of feels like Pat LaFontaine comes in, he brings Ted Nolan along with him as an interim coach. He goes out and does a long and wide GM search. He finally hires his guy, brings the guy in. They make the trade, the Ryan Miller trade that they've been waiting to do for so long. And it kind of feels like, okay, he came in, he did this job, and he leaves. But I'm basing that on if Ted Nolan is getting a 3-year contract extension. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I actually was the one that reported that. And I had heard that for a couple of weeks, and along the way today I had confirmed that. Now, he has not accepted it, but at least the offer has been made to him. And I think the ball is now in his court, whether he wants to accept it or whether he wants to tweak it or whatever he may do. But I can tell you the offer has been made.
Paul, that would shock me if he turns down an extension with the Buffalo Sabres. Wasn't Ted Nolan's goal all along to get back into the NHL on a regular gig? And isn't this his dream job, so to speak, in the NHL?
I would agree with you. The only thing that could cause that to say no is, you know, that he has so much respect for Pat LaFontaine that he thinks maybe LaFontaine got a raw deal. But isn't that kind of cutting your nose off to spite your face? I mean, if Ted Nolan, in my opinion, turns this down, that might be it as far as him getting a National Hockey League coaching job. It's not like the one-year deal that he turned down from when he was coach of the year with the Buffalo Sabres, which he considered an insult. I'm sure he doesn't consider this offer an insult. So I don't know. That would be the only reason I could think of that he wouldn't take it. And honestly, in my opinion, that would not be a very good reason, because I just think it would be career suicide.
Yeah, Paul Hamilton, WGR in Buffalo. We love your work, Paul. Thanks for this. If we had to talk Sabres, you'd be the guy that we wanted to talk to. So glad we had the opportunity. And hopefully you can put head to pillow knowing that you've had a good day's work and that everything is done for the night.
Yeah, well, you never know with this team. Yeah. I mean, we were on the midnight last night talking about trades.
Matt Molson?
We went all night, actually, with the station. And then all of a sudden this popped up. So who knows what may happen by midnight.
Sorry, Pat. I just want to squeeze in one more question. Was it odd that LaFontaine wasn't there last night during the trade?
Yeah, it was odd. He was supposed to be at one of those PowerPoint luncheons with the fans, and they said he was ill and didn't show up. And they claimed that he had been ill since, like, Tuesday, and nobody had seen him around in any of the games in the box or anything else. The Sabres had 3 home games in 4 nights, and nobody had seen him at any of those games. So that in itself seems strange. But I guess you really didn't put it together until it started happening in a row. I think the man missing from that luncheon was the one where he said to yourself, oh, wait a minute. He usually will show up to these things. I mean, so I think that's when people thought maybe it's starting to get a little bit strange.